Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn. With Karen and Chris. Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks.
This is Karen Kilgarrow.
We are doing a hard 3-point turn near the 101 Cafe.
Yeah.
Not recognized on Waze, but recognized by us as a great Waze to eat.
And recognized by the American Dental Association as one of the top fluoride providers.
Yes. One in 10 sandwiches approved
is filled with
fluoride. It's actually kind of dangerous.
It's
low levels of
delicious.
Poison.
Sorry, sir. What do you?
Yeah, he was trying to make a point by leaping into the street. That point is, nobody cares for him.
He just was jaywalking.
Yeah.
That was confusing. I'm going to roll this up.
Nonchalantly, in case he hears us. Let's roll that up for a couple reasons.
We don't want to invite the trouble that we always seem to have.
Yes, and also it's cold.
Really cold.
Gave us a little stink eye. A little stink eye to say, yo, homie, I'll give you lumps.
Hey, listen, pal. I find that if you make eye contact with a person while they're crossing, jaywalking in front of your car, I get that thing where I can't stop driving because I get, like, almost hypnotized by the eye contact.
Yeah, just by the sheer unshakable confidence.
Yeah, of just like, oh, you're going to come at my car like a rhinoceros? Well, then now it's on. Like, well, now it is on.
Does it look like I've ever been paralyzed by a car? I am walking, aren't I?
Well, you're 0 for 1 in terms of cars.
Yeah, wait, I understand.
What part are you playing?
You've been in good...
The guy?
I'm playing several roles in this sketch.
Sorry, because you were narrating.
Yes.
Then I was me, but then you were the guy, right?
It would have made it better if I had altered my voice, but I didn't want to sound racist.
What race was that guy?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's why, am I not the opposite of racist? Because I don't even know.
You're like a dog, you're colorblind.
You know what? I don't see purple and gold. I don't see black and white. Oh, my God, that dress.
We've all been had by that. You know, that was promotion for a TV show.
Was it?
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah. Well, then why are some people really believing it's blue and black and getting angry with me?
Oh, it was blue and black.
But I'm seeing it as white and gold.
I know. It's because it's a trick of your eyes.
Right,
it's,
right. So that's, so that's, we've been had. There was a reason for it, however.
I mean, yeah, there was a little something to it. But at the same time, the only reason we're talking about it is because it was for a TV show.
Well, didn't it kind of backfire since we don't know what show that is and neither does America?
That's right. And most people are just cleaning up the scraps of broken friendships and lives.
A lot of things divide people. Politics, but then you got to talk more than 10 minutes. The answer isn't just yes or no with politics. You have to know your
shit.
Right. With that dress, it's like, this is white and gold. If you think it's blue and black, I can't talk to you anymore and we're going to have a war.
What's
crazy?
I
was getting furious with people.
It's
I really
so funny
thought,
because I only saw black and gold. I mean, black and blue.
Wow.
I couldn't see anything else, and I didn't understand the point. Like, it's almost like you see that and you go, I don't understand what this discussion's about. How could it be anything else?
Well, I can't believe that right now I found out you're a blue and black person because it's just going to tear apart
really
our friendship
not.
And the cod past. Cod past. How do you say it?
The cod past. It's where
so we can
sell
agree
our
on
fish.
That.
We sell old fish to the public? Yes.
Yeah, but it's fish of the past.
It's some
just ghosts,
like it like that.
Ghosts and bones.
fish of the past. You know, those dragon fish that were on the old maps.
It's on the far end of Farmers Seattle Market. Farmers Seattle it's Market.
Fish so old they won't throw it to each other anymore.
It's like, you catch it.
Gross. Get it away from me.
I know I'm a carp shucker, but I'm not catching that shit.
I think the dress colors really symbolized how we are divided as a nation politically, and there's no movement. That people cannot come off of their Republican high horse or their Democratic soapbox. There's no movement.
We're just locked.
We're locked.
Oh God.
Forever.
This is hopeless.
I think the machines will take over and then it won't matter.
Should we even continue recording, since this is the case? By the way, buy a machine. I'm recording with a machine, so haven't they already won?
What if they're editing us?
Oh, they're listening to everything. I'm going to have to move to Russia and hide.
Speaking of which, really have to thank, because we didn't talk about this last time, our last episode was Sarah Schaefer.
Schaefer.
Who was hilarious.
She was very funny.
And she was so great at the meltdown when she did her stand-up. She was so funny.
Yes.
It's enjoyable to see another young comedian, female comedian who's good at stand-up comedy. It always makes me so happy.
Me too. I say it the same way, and I'm not even one of the women.
You are?
I'm like, it's good to see another woman female comic.
You have the same feeling.
And then I stop for a minute, and it's like, wait, I'm a man. Am I really this blind to race and also gender?
Chris, it's almost like you're the chillest bro ever.
I'm the chillest bro, or I'm the blackest woman. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at the end of the day.
I don't even care. Yeah, I have to like check my sweatpants every night and look at my own genitals to realize that I'm supposed to persecute others.
Get on it, because you really aren't doing it around me ever.
Get on it? Get on my own genitals? First of all, gross, and secondly, that takes years of yoga. Oh man, I can tell.
My point was,
this is already a good episode.
This is going to be a hot one.
Oh.
My point was that Bret Easton Ellis, our great fan and friend,
yes,
and Twitter account that only exists because you made the hilarious mishearing of me saying Bret Easton Ellis.
Earlier in this year on our COD past.
Yes. It was definitely in the past of the COD.
Yes.
So I got the tip, I believe it was from Bretty, to clean my car, to clean the dog hair with dishwashing gloves that are latex.
Right, and with no solution whatsoever, just dry on seat.
Dry.
And the friction pulls the...
pulls it right up like a magnet. It was miraculous. For that one car ride with Sarah, it was a borderline dog hair free car,
but
at least in the back.
The dogs have been to the park since, and the seat I notice now is again covered with a bed sheet.
We're completely back to square one. It's like Bruce Springsteen's beautiful song, one step forward, two steps back.
Well, now I don't want to say it's dangerous for there to be a blanket on a seat in lieu of seat belts, but I don't think it's dangerous to put, a lot of people are like, you mentioned it, you put it into the atmosphere, into the universe. No, what are the chances something terrible is going to happen right after I say it's going to happen? That's why every time I park my car, I say loudly, I hope no one breaks into my car, because then, like, it's going to happen. What are the chances? I think of it, say it, and then also it comes to fruition. I'm not a wizard, okay?
No, you should. No, that's very true.
Yeah. Don't be so sure. I might be a wizard, Karen.
Okay, but like every other way that you're not identified or labeled, you don't act wizardy.
That's right.
You don't get in my face with your wizardness.
I don't see wizards. It's just we're all one.
I see. Okay. Sorry. We're just a block away.
We're a block away.
And but anyway,
from
thank
Georgia.
You, from Georgia Hardstark, our guest today. I was just gonna say thank you to whoever recommended latex gloves on the seat.
Whoever's amazing. Behind Bret Easton Ellis. It's his ghostwriter.
It's probably Jay McInerney.
Oh, Jay McInerney. Every time you list, I can only assume that's another author.
Yeah.
I think it's designed to make me feel stupid, so if you could.
It is. Because I am the oppressor, whereas you are not.
Can't you just mention 80s sitcom actors, other stuff I grew up on?
Sure.
There were not books in my home.
You want to do this all Alan Thicke style?
Yeah.
Then let's do that. I'm equally flexible.
Oh, I'm giggling just because I know who that is.
We'll never talk about books again. I'm happy.
Now, it went viral, the Crystal Light Aerobics Championship hosted by Alan Thicke. But it was an edited version where they zoomed in on each competitor from places like the Muscle Shack in Huntington Beach or the Sweat Lodge in Boise, Idaho. And then it would zoom in on them posing, and it every time made me laugh.
Yes.
And then there was a really great Key and Peele sketch where they copied the outfits and the background and the music and everything, and they were doing their... Did you see that sketch?
I didn't. I heard about it, though. Man, I heard it was hilarious.
I'm a real fan of that Key and Peele.
The best.
I mean, I'm not here to talk about comedy, although that is usually what we talk about.
No, that is some quality comedy. What blows me away about that show is every single sketch is funny. Usually it's like if there's 8 sketches, 4 are funny.
Right.
Every single thing they do is hilarious and a great idea.
Yeah, and it just, well, you watch that and then you get, retroactively more angry at Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
Retro.
I think Saturday Night Live is for kids in college who are like super drunk. I think that's what it's for.
Yeah.
And everybody else, it's like... You know, it's like you can't sit around criticizing like, oh, I don't like Barney. Well, that's for babies, so yeah. Of course you don't like it.
Of course.
Rafi, Thomas the Tank Engine. It's not for you.
The Teletubby with a coat hanger for a head that brought along a lot of abortion debate.
Oh, that's right. On the Teletubbies.
Are you trying to intimidate the baby face? I mean, are you just letting that baby son know that, hey, this could have happened?
Baby face son in the Teletubbies. Here she is, running up the street like a champion.
She's athletic as well.
Look at her.
Georgia Hardstark. She's getting in.
Yay.
Hi, Georgia.
Hi.
How are you?
He just literally ran up the street.
Hi, I'm Chris.
I'm Georgia.
Good. We never do that. I never reach around and actually face.
I know.
And welcome.
I'm supposed to be on the high.
Yeah, grab that mic.
Hi, you guys.
There she is, everybody.
It's great to meet you and see you.
Me too. Thank you.
Thank you for being part of our podcast.
Thanks for having me. Karen, don't crash, okay?
I mean, I'm going to do my best.
The seatbelt.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm not going to die.
You can, I won't, but you can also move the sheet, but then get dog hair on you.
Oh, I'm going to trust you.
It's a little game we play called Danger or Dog Hair. And thank you for playing.
I'm taking Danger. I'm going to go with Danger.
Yeah.
Oh, yay. That's what, you know what, Karen, there's a reason she's driving and I'm not. And here's the weird thing about that. I'm actually an excellent driver.
You are a good driver.
But I cannot multitask. Oh. I cannot talk. See how I'm gesticulating?
Totally.
That would cause an accident. Karen just stays on the ones and twos and is able to think and talk and
raise a family. I can do it all.
It's surprising that most people can't do that.
Drive and like nurse a child and also make sandwiches for the older ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. Why is everyone so...
So lame?
Yeah, so lame.
We're probably the best at life.
I think we're the best ones.
Think it's too early in this episode to establish that.
You're
the best in
kind
life.
We're the best ones?
Yeah.
Georgia, do you feel comfortable telling us what you were just doing, or would you rather not?
No, I got permission from the person I was doing it to.
Oh, great.
To tell you.
Yeah.
So my girlfriend got, this girl, not my like girlfriend, but my friend who's a girl.
Yeah.
Got diagnosed with fucking Lyme. It's going to get heavy right now. You guys ready for this?
From a tick? Sorry.
No, she doesn't know. She got Lyme disease.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't really know. Thinks she had it for years and years and just got misdiagnosed constantly.
Oh, no.
It's so insane, right? And she now has these, like, injections she has to have that are, like, penicillin-like.
Mm-hmm.
And they're incredibly weird and crazy. And she asked me if I would... She's like, I don't know who I can ask to do it. And I'm like, I'll do it, not knowing if I'm scared of needles or not.
Just want you again. You pick danger.
Yeah, I was like, I'm probably not scared of needles. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, and so you have given an injection, and how do you feel about putting needles in someone? That would bother me.
I'm weirdly fine with it, and I wonder if that makes me a psychopath or just like I can deal with stuff like with adversity. You know.
I think that you just handle things. You're the kind of person I would ask to do something.
Thank you.
Because you're a handler of things.
You know what? I am. I'm like a panicker until the thing needs to be handled. And then I'm like, I got this.
Boy, I don't know if I can do it. One of my biggest fears, other than my porta-potty fears, is
what's
getting
stepped. Let's just recap the porta-potty fear.
It's one of my jokes, but my biggest fear is getting tipped over while sitting in a porta-potty.
Totally.
That's real.
But But also getting stabbed would be terrible. Like if you see a knife and it's like, oh my God, it's going in me up.
Yeah, what does that feel like?
Oh, it's got to be awful, right?
I bet it's cold and hot at the same time.
Yeah, it's warm.
A confusing temperature.
Yeah, totally.
Like so much pain that it's like, is this ice on my...
Do you think you feel the pain when you get shot or stabbed, though?
I think with getting shot, from what I know, from movies I've seen, it's just a hot feeling and you're confused.
Yeah, and you just suddenly can't move whatever body part that
and
is.
And you say things like, am I hit? Why is this blood? I don't understand.
I heard some crazy thing about like how bears get shot and they just keep coming at you because they don't understand they're supposed to be hurt or wounded. But humans are like, I got shot. I'm probably supposed to eat it on the ground now.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And so they fall.
Have you ever watched the TV show I Survived? I'm sure you have.
Oh, my God. I love it. Yeah.
Wait, is this one of our initial bonding moments?
I think
it was. Talking about I Survived?
You were telling me about
it. Georgia and I have all the same interests, and we learned this. We met probably like a year ago or whatever, but slowly but surely, we realized that all of the things that we love the most but are kind of embarrassed about, we each love the other thing that much.
Yeah.
And it's really
It's mostly murder.
Murder and murder-based things.
Right.
And there's a show called I Survived, if you've seen it. It's people firsthand telling their stories of surviving. And a lot of these people get shot, and it's just like you're saying, they don't feel it.
Right.
Or they think it's like a loud bang behind them. It's the craziest thing.
Or like a bite. They got like a bite by a bug or something like that.
See, yeah.
It makes it not that scary. Like, I choose firing squad over stab squad.
For sure.
Yeah, stab, again, no way.
Yeah, and that's the only point it's going to make. It's awful to get stabbed, but I think just as bad to stab somebody. Like,
oh,
you,
God.
Oh, yeah, so you don't want to like, stab anybody.
I'm defending my home. Oh, this is the grossest.
No, that would be hideous.
So it's a small version of that to give someone a needle.
But you're scared of needles?
You know what? When I thought I had Lyme's disease, but I got this arthritis. Uh-huh. And I went to the doctor because I woke up with it and I thought, I think I have a tick. I think I have Lyme's disease because my joints were all seized up.
Oh, shit.
And I don't know what your friend's symptoms are, but I was sure because I was in Glacier Park, woke up, couldn't move my arms, and I got arthritis from strep. I kept getting strep throat. It's a bizarre.
Holy shit, that sucks.
So I was getting shots of cortisone and stuff in my joints, and it got to the point where I'd just watch it go in, like, gotta get used to this.
Yeah, hers is rough because it's, like, it's really thick. I hope people listening aren't. So you have to go really.
The needle is thick?
No, not the needle's, like, normal. It's not thin, but it's normal. But the medication's super thick. So you have to go in very slowly.
Oh.
And so, like, for 5 minutes, I'm, like, trying to distract her by telling her, like, gross jokes and stuff. And we're, like, watch, like, Beyonce music videos on her phone. Just, like, trying to make her not think about how painful it is. And it's really, I can tell it's, like, incredibly painful.
Oh, now, when you walk up, do you hide the needle behind you like the dentist does?
Just stab her.
Do you remember the first day you saw the dentist needle? Like, I fell for that for years where he hides it behind his back, and then he's like, pinch and then a pop, but your head's tipped back so you don't see the humongous needle going into your mouth.
Right. I remember, and this is weird behavior, a doctor when I was a kid, smacking my ass and to distract me.
Oh,
and I'm
yeah.
like, did you just slap my ass? He's like, no, I put a needle in you right after I slapped it, though. And I was like, oh, that's the best little spanking ever.
I used to...
Wait, sorry. Why were you ass up at the dentist's office?
Because I had to get... I don't know what shots...
Solid question.
As a kid, yeah. It's a shot that you get in your butt cheek. Like, I've never had this, but was worried
booster
once.
Shots.
There was a concern about... Yeah, I think that was a booster shot.
Oh,
just
okay.
to, like, up your morale.
I see.
But one time, I had to get someone I was friendly with said, I might have something called gonorrhea. And I was like, well, I'm going to go and get the thing. And the guy was going to put it in my butt just like before. I kind of thought he'd spank me. But I did say at the last minute, I thought it was kind of funny, hey, let's put the gon in gonorrhea. And he laughed and hit me in the wrong place. And he's like, well, you made me laugh, and I have to actually...
Never be funny at a nurse.
No. Not with a man with a needle.
I used to... Well, I don't know if this is it, but, like, I used to be a little rebellious teenager, and I got pierced a fair amount of times. And so they would do... I do this with her now. They would do this thing where they'd go, when they're about to pierce you, they'd say, one, and then like on almost at two they would put the needle in. So like you're not even
you're waiting
expecting
for
it.
Three, right? Yeah.
Is that what you've done with your friend?
That's what I do now, and she knows, so she's like expecting it.
Oh, because you've done it more than once.
You need a new one where you're like on 10.
So
it's weird.
Obviously, you don't have to get it into a vein or something. That might be a really dumb question.
No, you actually you're not supposed to.
You have to
get
avoid
the veins.
The veins. Yeah. That's probably easy to do.
Jesus. Right. But it's definitely a weird. And then she gave me like a B12 shot that she had to like let me take it home because it's whatever. So I'm fucking weird. But
yeah,
like stabbing yourself with a needle is a whole different story.
Oh my God. And have you tried that
I
yet?
I did it and it was so weird.
Oh wow.
Did
you're
you?
Tough. I couldn't.
I know. I didn't know.
I can't do that.
It's weird.
Wait, did you? What was the effect of B12 shot?
It's supposed to give you more energy if you're lacking in it, you know?
Yeah.
Now, like a B12 vitamin,
yeah.
Does it make your belly hurt?
No.
That's
why
probably the
vitamin. Why does that make your belly hurt?
I don't know. I guess because it's in your belly.
You probably ate on an empty... Yeah, I mean, took one on an empty stomach.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to do that.
Yeah, that's bad.
Okay. Maybe I'm thinking of zinc. But the point
guys, the point is that there's a bunch of medical information that may or may not be correct in today's show.
And one of the new facts is Georgia maybe should have been a doctor.
I think that's what this is.
That's
you could still go to ITT Technical Institute.
I could. I should have been a doctor or a junkie, probably.
Yeah. We
and
all should have been junkies.
Right.
So is she has officially been diagnosed with Lyme's disease then?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Man. That's
I know.
And what was... And did they say it's a tick? Isn't it always a tick? Or
I don't know if it's always a tick, but, like, they're saying that there's ticks, like, in Griffith Park, like, right by us.
Oh,
it's not
man.
Just in the... This is a bummer. I'm sorry, you guys.
No, I like it.
Okay.
I'm turning up the car mic just so we can pick up some of this rain.
That's
just
great.
To people know.
It's so dramatic.
Dramatic, and also by that, you're mispronouncing dangerous. I'm just kidding. Georgia, you're going to be fine. She's the best driver.
I'm going to believe it. I totally have a fear of car accidents, so I'm going to...
I do, too.
Do you? Okay, good.
Yeah, so I just drive kind of slow.
Okay, good.
Especially in the rain, everyone, you know, just
got
to be preventative. One of my favorite things that happened, me and my sister and my mom used to spend a lot of time in the car together.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of my favorite things that me and my sister laughed at. Because my mom would talk but not really listen to what we were saying to her. So one time she was going, oh, your friend Heidi got a terrible disease. It's the one that makes you really tired. And I go, Lyme's disease? And she goes, no. And I go, lemon Lyme's disease? And she goes, no. And my sister and I laughed about that for like 20 years.
Were you a kid when you said that? Because that's clever.
Yes. Yeah. I was like, I don't know, 15 or 16.
That's good.
Oh,
I like
that's
that.
That's the best.
It's pouring rain right now.
It is pouring rain.
And it has been all day. I kind of love it.
I do too. It's exciting.
It is really exciting.
Georgia,
what else is going on besides your needlework? And I know that you have you have a video series where you and Allie make drinks that's based off of the original YouTube videos that were so popular.
Yeah, we kind of started this, like, we kind of became, like, the cocktail experts accidentally.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have, like, all these web series where we create cocktails, weird cocktails, and we had a traveling TV show where we traveled and drank and ate and had fun and threw a party. And, like, now we're trying to pitch new shows. What do you think about that?
I really like it.
Silent.
I was like,
I'm an alcoholic.
I had a little.
That's all I wanted to say.
I had a little deja vu.
Did
I
you?
I feel like, yeah.
You've probably seen some of it.
Well, no, I feel like you've been in the car saying that before. And I'm not good with deja vu. I always think it's ghosts or something.
It probably is.
And who do you do that with? With
Allie. Allie Ward. She's like a pretty redhead.
Allie,
do you know her?
Maybe I did a show or something with her, and she talked about that, and I met your crime partner.
Yeah.
It is illegal what you do.
These girls, what they do to cocktails.
Right. Well, the cocktails are fine. We just slit people's throats sometimes.
Yeah. Right.
I think that's fair.
It's fine. It's hard to do, though.
Up close. Up close is tough.
Those jugulars. Jugulars? Probably just one.
Oh, yes. I did a podcast. I did International Waters with her.
Oh.
And she was great. And she talked about animals. And
she knows a lot about bugs and animals.
Bugs and animals. Okay. I met your partner and she was delightful.
Thank you. I mean, why am I saying thank you?
Thank you.
Tell her.
For loving her.
Yes. You just relay the message. Okay.
It's any kind of indication that I'm not a piece of shit is that Allie's good.
Yeah,
so I'm not.
She was not at all a piece of shit.
Oh, that's pretty great.
Yeah. Do you guys want? We could go get her.
Well,
and I'll get out.
I don't have. Here's the thing. Have another microphone. I do not.
Let's just work with what we have
now. She and I have a podcast as well, and it's really hard. You just don't want a fourth person just kills it.
Yes.
What's it called?
It's called Slumber Party with Allie and Georgia.
Oh, slumber mispronounced?
What?
Did you say Flumber Party?
No, I didn't.
Weird. I have these earphones in. Say it again.
Flumber Party.
Slumber,
it's
yeah.
called
what
Flumber Party.
What if that was real?
I like Flumber Party. Just, it's really, everyone's having pillow fights, but everyone keeps tripping and slurring their words.
You talk about different cuts of wood. That's the lumber part.
Lumber party. And there's a Flowbee on every episode that we cut someone's hair with.
Just really bad haircuts, left, right, and center.
Lumber party. Someone thought that was a good idea.
Yeah.
No, right. we have like a teepee, and we get in there with the guests in our pajamas, and we like ask them slumber party questions.
Oh, that's
like,
great.
Do you have any ghost stories? Or like, what's your favorite midnight secret snack when no one's looking?
That
in your
sounds
underwear?
Fun.
Yeah, it's like. Fun.
What's your favorite midnight secret snack? Have you answered this question a thousand times?
That's my favorite. Well, it always changes, and that's like my favorite question because I love like snacks are the fucking best thing in the world.
Yeah.
So I'll eat like. Well, so people have like once someone had like that they dipped peanut butter cups in salsa.
Ew.
Ooh,
I know.
I don't
and like.
I don't like that person or their nature.
Mm-mm. But it's kind of like no one's looking.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I love that.
Okay.
I do a lot of toasts. Toasts with things on them.
One time with microwave popcorn, I crumbled up part of a frozen Butterfinger in it, and I jiggled it.
Yep.
And
I
was not high. I thought it through. And it covered each piece of popcorn so evenly. And it was the most delicious thing with the combination of the already butter on it.
Yeah,
and then
absolutely.
A Butterfinger, double butter sweet. It's all taped together. Oh, man, even just now. Absolutely. Just talking about it.
I would eat
man.
That.
Yeah. I actually lived off of, for quite some time, this would be what I had for dinner when I would come home every night from work. Bag of microwave popcorn, open up a bag of M&Ms, pour that in there, shake it around, let them sit. And then as you eat the popcorn, every once in a while you'll hit an M&M that's pre-melted because it's in your freshly out of the microwave bag of microwave popcorn.
You know, we actually had, at Salazar, had a similar one with peanut butter, miniature peanut butter cups.
Oh.
Same situation. Brilliant. Equally brilliant.
No, but that seems like it would be messy.
Probably.
What I love about the M&Ms is they're self-contained.
Oh, they don't melt.
Yeah. I mean, they melt inside themselves, and then they, like, are little bursts of chocolate.
That's sweet. I like that.
It's pretty great.
Snacks are the best.
They really are.
I actually bought the stuff to make Velveeta-based queso from the grocery store the other day.
Oh, shit.
That's how gross it is getting for me.
Well, remember what I got? I brought what were those, Oscars?
Yes.
I got a thing of the, like, cheese in a tub.
Port wine-stained cheese.
Wine cheese.
That
you know, like,
good shit.
What you get in, like, a cheese ball without the nuts? That they put in the thing, and I just ate half of it.
Yeah. That stuff's weird. It looks like sherbet.
Yeah.
And then it tastes like the tartest cheese of all time.
I really like trashy snacks. I feel like people need to get over being ashamed of those things.
Can I tell you what I just...
Eating out of the trash.
I've done it a million times. I discovered a thing that I can never buy again.
Oh my gosh, tell me.
The good people from Nutter Butters... make a thing called a peanut butter wafer. And it almost looks like really large Shari, what do you call that stuff that comes in a package that you pop the bubble wrap?
Oh, okay.
It looks like huge
what?
Bubble wrap, but it's peanut butter and wafer.
In each bubble there's peanut butter?
Exactly.
How big is this thing?
It's like a tray, it's like a cookie tray, but instead it's the wafers.
Oh, wow.
But it's all connected. I can't even explain it to you. I saw it, I'd never seen it before, so I saw it in the grocery store aisle, and I was like, well, I have to try it, it's new. And then the second I bit into it, I was like, you can never buy this again.
I really got mad when Keebler came out with what is basically Samoa's Girl Scout cookies. Because yep. I'm like, fuck you. Like, I will eat the entire thing, but only once a year when the Girl Scouts are selling them.
Right. You're right. Basically, these elves are taking money from children. Exactly. Human yeah. children, more legitimate.
Right. And I was disappointed in them.
Like, yeah.
That's kind of, what's the name of those?
Samoas. Oh, you mean the Keebler ones?
Yeah.
I don't know. They're like sheepishly like caramel, like coconut cluster thing. You're like, fuck you. I know you're a samosa in a different outfit, you dick. That's not like, even a different outfit. It looks exactly the fucking same.
It's just a direct ripoff.
Yeah.
You did a pretty good Keebler elf voice. You did. You sounded like
do
one for a minute.
Do it again.
It's peanut coconut cluster.
I didn't even realize you were talking to me. I didn't know I did that. You did. Like, it's fucking... You dicks.
We live in a tree.
Whoa. Oh, hit this idiot running across the street on a rainy fucking...
fool in shorts.
You're so stupid.
Ugh. Come let's on. Go. Let's turn
Let's go back and beat him up.
Yeah, let's feed him the boots.
Jump him. That would be funny.
It would be.
Right?
Violence is hilarious. When people don't know it's coming, that's when it's funny.
They're just going about their lives like everything is fine. Oh, guess what?
Surprise!
You're going to get stabbed.
It's not fine at all. Now we're downtown, just because I drove and drove on Sunset.
We are. We're in Chinatown. This Ooh. Is exciting.
Pretty exciting. Do you it ever come is. To Chinatown, Georgia?
Once in a blue moon. There's a good barbecue place. I'm like, Chinatown, fine, but there's like a Texas barbecue place. That's so racist.
Oh, that, is it the Tex-Mex place where you can get breakfast tacos and everything?
No.
Home State is a place.
No, is that good?
I just thought I'd
Oh, that right. place is great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've been there.
It's hard to find. I spent some time in Texas, and I got pretty used to like Tex-Mex.
Home State. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
My therapist's office is next door, so after therapy, I'm like, yay, eggs.
I should get therapy. What?
Go get it.
Should I go
it's
get
so
it?
Great.
Go get therapy. Yeah, you have
I
not had it. Therapy?
No, I should, huh?
Oh,
my
God.
There's a lot to talk about.
I feel
about.
Like if you have a podcast, you're definitely a candidate for therapy.
Yeah. Oh, there's so many other things.
Well, you're halfway home.
Yeah.
I mean, we like to shop around a lot of our problems on this
Right.
Yeah. On this show.
What are there for?
Lately,
good.
I've been blurting some of my problems.
That's a stranger.
Yeah, I just...
You shout them out.
Yeah, I just...
I feel like you're doing everyone a favor because everyone thinks that they're the only person who's, like, got suicidal thoughts, right? But,
yes.
like, then you yell it at someone and they're like, oh, they do too.
It's the best. Yeah. It's, there's, that's our, it's the other thing that George and I bonded
yeah.
over is we both love this person named Brené Brown.
Can we talk about that night? That Thanksgiving?
Yes, please.
Oh my God, we were at Thanksgiving with like a bunch of like dudes, like comedy dudes, and uh-huh. like everyone had made all this food and it was super awkward and everyone was being really quiet and I can't eat quietly, it makes me really fucking uncomfortable. So we're like sitting stuffing our faces with Thanksgiving and like I didn't know you that well, Karen, so
yeah.
I think I was a little intimidated and like and then I just yelled, let's all say some, what did I say? Let's all say something vulnerable about ourselves. Let's go around.
Instead of, so you just turned it into vulnerable giving?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm like, let's all be vulnerable.
I'm
Please.
Thankful for, no, not thankful. Vulnerable.
Just tell
about.
Me what you hate about yourself.
But what was great about it was.
Did everyone do it?
No.
Because, yeah.
I mean, did they?
Yeah.
See, I had gotten stoned that day while I was making the mashed potatoes, and I had what was essentially a nervous breakdown, where I started to get ready to go to this party, and then I was like, I don't think these people are really my friends.
Yeah.
I don't have friends.
That's
it was
why
one
I don't
of those
smoke
kind
pot.
Of things, because
yeah.
most of the people that were there were people that were new to me. So I only had, like, two old friends or like, even people I'd known for a while.
I didn't know that, though. Like, you know, no one ever knows that. Everyone thinks that you're the one who's been around forever and they have to be, you know, like, new people
yes.
don't know that.
Right.
And, well, it's so funny, too, is that thing of, like, there are people who tell me, especially when it's a comedy hangout, it's that thing of, like, oh, I find you intimidating. So then
oh.
I have to be this weird thing that I'm not, which is, like, super, like, weirdly friendly, like
overly
like,
friendly
like Sound of Music friendly where I just am not that way, so then it's like, oh, she's intimidating, and it's like
oh.
so anyway
you have to like yell in their face, I like you,
yeah.
I just don't want to talk
I'm
to
nice,
you
nice god damn it. So when Georgia yelled out, let's all say something vulnerable, which is like straight out of the Brené Brown
and
playbook,
I was in the middle of it at the moment, that book daring greatly, everyone go get it, you'll
it's
be
such
a better
a good
person
book, and it's such a good thing. It's like, it's just basically like we're all suffering terribly all the time, and the only solution to it is to be vulnerable and share how we're suffering, because then other people will realize they're not the only ones.
That makes sense.
That think they're the worst. And so her yelling this in the middle of this party where I was like, I should leave. I look terrible. It was all my weird bullshit. And it was just like, I immediately was like, I love her. She's my best friend. It was the best. And
but
then
you
it was
immediately
like,
oh my God,
thing.
Are you talking about Brene Brown? I'm like, yep. Yeah. But then later that night, I like, because I'm also weird at parties. So like later that night, I took Vince, my boyfriend, and the, like, you know, and sometimes when I smoke pot, I get really paranoid, like Karen was. Like, I would have lost it. And so I pulled up in the kitchen just to, like, check in. And I was like, am I being okay? Like, I'm not saying anything, like, crazy stupid or, like, because I'm just always nervous of, like, Georgia, why are you yelling that at someone or whatever? So he was like, you're doing great. You're doing, you might want to stop belching. You fucking said that to me. And I was, like, kind of around, like, new people, too. And, like, I died.
That's so wait, when... Because I get so paranoid when I'm high. Yeah,
right.
I'm like, I should check my
it's
bank
nice
account.
Yes. Something to check in with, you know?
Yeah, but it's coming from a real place. Like, I really am acting dumb and ridiculous.
Are
I,
you?
I
or
think.
Do you just think people
I
are paying
think
attention?
I am.
Maybe
then,
you are.
And, yeah, I'm like, am I being an idiot? And everyone's like, no. And then the next day, sure enough, they're like, well, you were saying the same thing
over and
over.
Well, maybe after you got confirm that you weren't being an idiot, you were like, well, then I can just be an idiot because I'm not being one.
Right. Yeah, if I'm not high, I can be an idiot and I don't get all upset with myself.
But the thing is, I think the reason we get high or get drunk or go to a party is so we can do whatever we want and act like an idiot. That's the point of a party.
Right.
So the idea that you're supposed to be partying and doing it perfectly or not making an idiot of yourself is like, but that's kind of the point.
And it's the other, like, people around you who are doing that, I don't want to fucking talk to them. How boring are you?
Yes, exactly. Like, people that are kind of like, well, and where do you work? It's like things like that at the party where I'm like,
that
no,
is the
I can't.
Soberest question ever.
And if you start, if you don't like me because I was making fart noises with my fucking mouth because I thought it was funny, then you probably wouldn't have liked me when I was sober
the
either.
The first belt.
I love fart
noise with your mouth.
The funnest game ever, and not to interrupt,
no,
but
interrupt.
To make a fart noise, and then when Tig and I lived together, we'd do it all the time. Like, I'd make the fart noise, and she'd make the face like she was farting. So I'd just go, and then she'd go, and like wince at her eye. And there's no way to do that and not laugh.
It's hilarious.
It's impossible to fart for someone else with your mouth and not just laugh.
Fart noises are incredible.
They're the best.
They're miraculous.
And I gotta say, I think farting's funny too.
It's the funniest.
Like, if it's in the right circumstances where, like, the person's not gonna smell it and it's like an ending to a joke.
Yes.
Like a bad joke that doesn't fly.
Can we just talk about that mountain man and how he did a...
Skywalker.
He did a spin in the middle of the road. Like, oh, what's the show? Where she spins around.
Project Runway?
No, it's...
He did a spin, just like...
Oh, Mary Tyler Moore?
Yeah.
He's a mountain man. He looks like the brawny towel man, but he's got an old fleece, so it looks like he's stabbed people.
And we're in the middle of Echo Park, like shitty Echo Park.
He's crossing, and he did a perfect, like, pirouette.
I'm
finally alive.
He was being fucking vulnerable as shit, and I think we should applaud him.
God bless.
And invite him to Thanksgiving.
Exactly. One of the belches, one of the first belches Georgia did at
you noticed?
That party.
Oh, you remember?
Georgia, it literally moved curtains, and it made me laugh so hard.
Oh God!
Because I was really, of course, as we've said a thousand times, insecure, and felt really weird. And then she was just sitting there drinking her drink, and then ripping these belches that were like beyond, and then going, sorry. Sorry. And in my mind, I knew
not
you
sorry
from...
enough to not do this.
I thought they were funny.
Not sorry at all.
I didn't know.
It
and
was
I'm
hilarious.
Like wearing a dress, and I don't look like I wear like a adorable. Like I look like I could be on fucking Zooey Deschanel show or something.
Exactly.
And I think like a belch coming from a girl that looks like that.
That's
with
why
no
I loved
apologies.
It. Because I was dressed like I am dressed now, which is how I've been dressed for 5 years, and so I was all insecure. Like I don't have a Thanksgiving dress and matching sweater set. God damn it. Like I'm not living up to all the girls at this party. And then she's like,
Vince told me that, I was like, oh, so humiliated, and I walked out and I was like, everyone's been talking about me belching, and like I've asked Vince to tell me. And then Glennis, Matt McCarthy's wife, out of nowhere, is like this adorable thing, fucking belched so loudly, and I almost hugged her.
Oh, that's great.
I know. Like, didn't know, and just did it. I was like, oh, thank you so much.
Oh, that's nice. That's like when Adam Sandler peed on himself to make the little kid feel better.
No. What?
Yeah.
Is that a true story?
No.
It's a movie, right?
Yeah, a movie that I shouldn't even reference because it's not cool to like it anymore.
The one where he's the devil's son?
No, Billy, the good one where he goes back to school.
Billy Madison.
And all of his friends are fifth graders. And every time he graduates a grade, he has a graduation party.
Not weird, any of that premise.
No. Right. Oh, he's just hanging out with little kids. But this kid pees his pants and then... He puts water on his pants and says, what are you guys talking about? Pee in your pants is the coolest.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right. And they all high-five the little kid and think he's cool.
That never would have...
It never would
have happened. I got pantsed in fifth grade and no one pulled their pants down to be like, no, it's cool to have your underwear out.
Getting pantsed is the meanest thing, right?
Guy, he became a Marine sniper. He came back from the Marines and he was very scary and big from doing steroids and he had killed all these people as a sniper.
Fun.
But when in... Yeah, that... I'm sure he had a good time.
I think I saw this movie.
When we were in fifth grade, I was standing on a snowball, a giant one, that was... going to be part of a structure, I guess, and I was up there dancing, and he came and pulled my pants down. I was a little kid, and my wiener was so small back then, and I fell, and my bare ass landed in the snow, and my little wiener was out, and all these girls, like, slow motion laugh.
It was slow motion. Mine happened in slow motion, too.
I was like, I looked at him like, I... will hate you forever, and I still kind of hate
him. It was definitely a formative moment, because it was like, oh, I'm the butt of the joke now, and you've all seen my princess underwear.
It's awful to get, it's a dumb prank. That's the worst. That's assault.
It's totally assault.
Motherfucker.
No, sexual assault.
Because it's almost like it's a funny concept, but then the reality of it is so horrifying.
Yeah.
Like, my friend tried to pants me in front of the class when we were seniors in high school because it was the 80s and everybody's like pants were elastic and like harem-y and stuff. And thank fucking God, she put her hands on my hips before she pulled down, and I clamped my like legs together around and slapped her across the face.
Oh,
like,
whoa.
Because I had my period. It would have been the most disgusting thing in front of the class.
Oh, no.
Literally, I was leaning on the teacher's desk, like, doing something.
Oh, that's great.
It would have been a shit show.
I can't believe a friend was going to do that to you.
You had shit also?
Yes,
sorry.
I had shit and bled.
Some of my jokes are really, really dumb. That was an example.
Are you still friends with her?
Yes, I love her. But it was that kind of thing, like, she didn't think it through. It was like... good times.
Yeah.
You know, when you're just like, you're high on the good times.
Yeah, it's like a punchline.
Yeah. And I was like, thank God. I mean, a couple of things like that happened in high school where the one time I farted in class, the bell rung exactly at the same time. And I sat there like, oh my God, that was a miracle. Like, that was a real living
miracle.
You're
so lucky. Farting does make me really, it used to make me so scared until I... like owned it and just did it.
Yeah,
but in front high school, of anyone.
It's different for girls. Girls farting, it's pretty awesome.
Is it? I was in a 5-year relationship and I farted in front of them on accident twice.
Oh, not if you're supposed to be attracted to them. Then it's awful. It's awful.
Really?
Yeah, it's the worst thing you can do.
I had a boyfriend that thought it was hilarious if I farted. Like, would immediately start laughing, and it so I could use it as kind of like a. Punctuation. And he thought it was the funniest thing of all time.
One time I farted and everyone knew, and I'm like, no, it was the chair, that thing where you... But I did with the chair, somehow with my Foley ability, just made a ripped the exact same noise. And everyone's like, oh, it was the chair. I'll never forget that save.
Because
that was
the chair.
You're young.
They're like, God, that chair smells so bad.
Do you guys remember that kid in elementary school who would accidentally call the teacher a mommy?
Yeah.
And then everyone would just like... rip into him.
Oh, I could see that happening.
I think back and I'm like, so glad I never did that.
Yep.
Oh, that's the best.
You never... That and, like, barfing.
Yeah.
You know, like, kids barf and they clean it up with kitty litter.
Yes! Oh, no one knows. I have this storytelling thing that I do about how I remember going to, like, my childhood, like, video store, shitty video store, and, like, some kid had always just barfed and they'd always put kitty litter over it.
Yep.
Just left it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's like, I can still see the first kid barf from grammar school with the kitty litter on it in my mind very clearly. It never goes away.
Kitty litter. Gross.
Yeah.
I guess it's absorbent.
Yeah, yeah, it just absorbs it, and then they can sweep it up.
That or sawdust.
Yeah.
My dad always had sawdust on hand.
Wow.
For oil changes, not for when the car threw up. Anyway, the next day, this Marine, he came with a $20 bill. We're in fifth grade, and he's like, hey, sorry I de-pantsed you, and he like kind of secretly went to give me this $20, and I'm like, I don't want your goddamn blood money.
Oh.
I did not take, and I didn't have money in my family, and he didn't have money in his family.
That's kind of nice.
Ooh,
though.
See, this
you
is
guys car accident.
Heart head on collision.
Up head on.
Wow.
Look at this guy in a poncho.
I mean, that Honda clearly was in the wrong. I don't need to be a forensics.
This guy was going left right here.
Gee whiz.
Holy shit.
Wow,
let's get some blinkers on, people.
You guys don't get in car accidents, please.
We won't.
Guys,
we won't.
There's no way. I'm going 20 miles an hour on Sunset. It's raining so hard. It's
pouring.
It's really kind of nuts.
It's adorable when it rains in L.A.
All the kitty litter in the world couldn't absorb these cats and dogs.
I don't know about that. And, like, I have only, like, cute jackets. I don't have any functional, like, raincoats or anything, like people who live in places that this happens at.
Right.
I've never in my life owned an umbrella. Have you guys?
Oh,
I mean,
really?
Sometimes they're in and out of your life.
Sure.
But I've never purchased and had a repeat use.
I think that's a guy thing.
I get maybe so.
Yeah. I get that. Like,
I've
had
some cute ones.
And I think it's very fitting that the one I have had all year is a Sex and the City umbrella.
Oh my God, I want to see you walking down the street.
One side of it just is an HBO logo, and it's like, hey, I work in the business, everybody.
Oh,
even when it's raining, I still might. Yeah,
there's something about seeing Teamster. Like, you can tell that this guy is a Teamster, and he's wearing, like, a movie sweater from, like, 7 years ago, and you're like, oh, you fucking did lighting on that.
Yeah.
You're still wearing the sweater.
Yes, yeah, Cirque du Soleil fleece.
Yes. Oh, no.
They're the Letterman's jackets of this town.
That's true.
They really are. The people, when you're going steady with someone, you usually give them your universal...
your Caroline in the City
Thank
jacket.
You. Caroline in the City. I was just going to go studio.
Oh,
and
God.
You. That show, the fact that she was a cartoonist.
That's
like
right.
A syndicated car that, of course, had a giant $3 million studio apartment.
Yeah, her loft
What
was.
About news radio? Can we get a news radio hat in here?
What?
That would be the best. If you're dating someone and they give you your news radio hat with a...
They're a divorcee.
Yeah, they're definitely cheating on their wife.
Right?
I loved news radio so much.
I did too.
It was great.
It was so good.
Yeah.
It was so good.
What's on TV now that's just good? Nothing, right?
Well, tonight The Jinx is on.
Karen, I was just
is...
watching that at my friend's house when you picked me up.
You guys, what's The Jinx?
Oh, my God.
Oh, you have to watch it. It's HBO. It's a new HBO documentary series about this guy who is accused of several murders, but he's insanely rich. And so he's never done time.
No,
for
everyone's
any of
a different
them.
Episode.
Oh, wow.
The Jinx?
Yeah.
No, it's always that guy.
I was just watching when they found parts of a body in a river, the first one.
Yes.
That's him?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. I don't want to give it away.
They
and
show
I haven't
a body.
Seen, I haven't seen this
wow.
one.
Wow. What is it? It's a full on network show?
It's HBO series.
Yeah, they show bodies on HBO.
No, but like the limb of a body and the innards of it.
Yeah.
Like not sexy bodies. Well, I guess some people think that's sexy.
Is it the first episode
weirdos.
Where they show what's in the bags that they pulled out?
Yeah,
of
they
the,
were just opening the trash bags that they found in a river with body parts in it
yeah.
when
oh, wow.
you texted me that you were here. And I was like, I can't wait to talk to Karen about this.
Yeah, it's
Dead
really
people.
Good. And then they start interviewing the guy that's accused, and you just got to see it.
Is he the one who started dressing up like a woman?
Yes.
The old woman?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's called Jinx?
It's called The Jinx.
I just think Jinx, buy me a Coke, someone slugs you, it has something to do with a Volkswagen. I don't.
Yeah, it's
lighthearted.
They
do have a contest. It's... That's like that. On the show. You get killed.
Instead of getting punched in the leg, you get killed.
But you get to be on the show, so I think that's that
totally
credit.
Yeah, it's one day. It's one day rate.
Right.
It's so worth it.
Because you don't last the next day.
Now, Georgia, you also recently were on Drunk History,
a very popular
episode of Drunk History that my sister
I
want to
see it.
Oh, it's fucked up.
So your sister saw this episode.
Yes.
Georgia and Allie and said, oh my God, you have to see this. These people who you don't know are amazing. And
yeah.
you said, I do know her.
I said, once again, you can't tell me anything because I know everything all
Oh,
first.
You shoved it in her face.
Right
you?
In her face.
Yeah,
you
a little
were like,
sibling.
I That's am Hollywood.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that and it was something else.
Did you get crazy drunk?
Well, we had planned to, like, we were like, we're going to beat the system. And, like, because we know booze, you know. So we're like, okay, we're going to drink vodka sodas. We're going to buy a really nice bottle of vodka so we're not feeling shitty.
Yeah. Right.
And then they're like, okay, we're going to get there at, like, 7 to start filming. So start drinking at, like, 5:30.
Oh, wow.
And we're like, okay. And they didn't show up till like, 8. We didn't start filming till like, 9, which I'm sure they do on purpose.
Yeah.
So by then, we were, like, little schmammered. And then, then what's his name? Who's the...
Derek.
Yeah, sorry. Who I love.
Yeah.
He's, like, kind of drinking, too. And he's like, you guys, let's do shots. And you're like, yeah, shots. And so he, like, looks through your... We have these crazy liquor cabinets with all this shit that we test with. So he brought out, like, Jemsen's Malort. Do you know what that is?
What is it?
It's like a disgusting shot Chicago liqueur.
Malort.
Oh, it's like a specific to Chicago.
Yeah,
right?
It's like to keep sailors warm. It's
just awful.
It's awful.
It tastes like what's it taste like? It
tastes like an Amaro, like a disgusting, like if you had whiskey that's been sitting in a bathtub for years and there's rust in it. Yeah, so we took shots of that and then we were just drunk and then we told a story of Lewis and Clark.
The shower in my basement growing up was really gross and there's always spiders in it. But there's a tub upstairs that was pretty nice. But my mom was always making plum wine in it.
What? Like, are you
there's like
Chinese?
Surgical tubes and the fermenting process.
Are you serious?
And a giant bin, and we had this plum tree, and that's all it was good for.
Your mom's a badass.
Yeah. I mean, early on, that's how we looked at it.
Oh, I mean, your mom's an alcoholic.
Yeah, later on, it was more that.
It develops into that, you know, if it goes on long enough. But at first,
it was just like, I really, and I'm a child, so I shouldn't be saying this, but can I please have a bath?
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, well, so sometimes I would just kind of bathe around the bin. And, because it wasn't like in the tub, it's just the bin. Where else are you going to put a big bin filled with?
Sure.
Bathtub gin, basically.
I told my friend Josh about it, and his house was a mess, and he said he somehow looked in a book. It was pre-internet. We were kids. In his closet with, like, juice. Like, he put some sugar in there and juice.
No.
And put it in his closet, and it exploded and shot the liter bottle shot a hole in it. Like, it blew up like the worst Mentos experiment ever.
What does he do now? Because I bet he's really smart.
He is a smart person, yeah. He's, and he used to just be a drunk that got in fights. And
wow.
He was hilarious always and smart, but there's limited activities in Montana. But
well, Irvine, too, is just like, what are you going to do with yourself?
Yeah. And you're right, yeah, he's some kind of a technical computer repair person.
My brother is now a computer engineer, but when we were kids, he was like, it was like the internet wasn't a thing yet. My mom had a computer, and he would like post to boards, and my mom used to have to take his computer keyboard to work with her every day, or he'd just stay home from school and do that. And one time some kids were picking on him, as they do, and he took a dozen eggs and put them in his closet for a month.
Oh.
And then threw them at these kids.
Oh, that's
school.
The best.
And I was like, that's so patient. You patiently waited.
That yes. is malice and premeditated
that's,
and
yeah.
other
malice
legal
of
words.
Forethought.
Right? He was like 12. And I was like,
God, William Forsythe.
Yeah, he's cool. He's got a kid now.
That's great.
I'm sure
good.
He's teaching him some shitty things.
He's like, that's the best.
So did he talk about where the kids are, oh, eggs, and they're rotten.
Probably.
It added to that character for me to be coughing. But
rotten. Yeah, and like super Jewish for some reason.
And then your eyes turned into X's.
Gefilte eggs. Oh, that's...
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
All of this is reminding me of when I used to drink Jägermeister for some reason, which is what I thought you were going to say the other Maloof tasted like.
Yeah.
Adrian Maloof. remember drinking?
Yes.
Are you
okay? You need to walk? I'm going to get out and walk.
Are you doing the egg character again?
I really want to get it off the ground. No, I just was trying to stifle something.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, my God. I remember taking... Oh, hell yeah. Jaeger was the best in high school.
The best. It was weird. It was like you were hallucinating, kind of.
Yeah. It was like, tasted kind of like candy. It wasn't gross yet because we were kids.
And I've always heard that it is the worst low quality, bottom of the barrel, like what is left over from some more legitimate process. And they're like, oh, what if we drink the syrupy residue? Hey, it's And then with some remarketing and a logo, they kind of made it popular. And that's
probably all
liquor
in the world.
Is poison that kills your brain.
It's kind of annoying though, because there's like Amaro's is like a thing that like earned like like in the cocktail world, and like bartenders always sip an Amaro, and it's like, well, that's what the same fucking thing as Jaeger. You just don't want to say, what are you sipping, Jaegermeister? Like, it's the same fucking thing. You dicks. I'm sorry, I really don't like bartenders anymore.
Bartenders have turned into these lunatic, like, hot nerds.
Totally.
That are just like weirdly. They might as well be talking about like Spider-Man with the level of nerd.
They're pretentious pieces of shit. They're pretentious dicks who need to have something up on you.
And we're talking more like mixologists, the ones with suspenders that look like Stalin.
Yeah, yeah. Not your Sam Malones of the world.
No.
There are still people that can just hold down a bar and,
Wire.
And just wipe a glass and make small talk.
Yeah.
And they don't have to like hold up a thing and be like, do you know what this is? And just like, fuck off.
What are you, a scientist?
You can tell by what they do to citrus before they put it in your drink. If they like light it on fucking fire and like zest the shit out of it, then it's like
rub it behind each ear.
Right.
Get out of here.
Then you're a dick.
Yeah.
They just throw in a gross lime wedge that's probably got malaria all over it, then it's bartender.
Yeah, can we just address most limes in most bars?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, but how do we feel about our immune systems being better equipped to deal with when the end days come because you've been eating these disgusting bar limes? Yes? No? Am I just fooling myself?
No, that's real.
Yeah.
I think that's good. That's a good approach. Get the immune system up by constantly testing it with that disgusting bacteria from a bar lime.
I'm just terrified of drug-resistant, antibiotic-resistant germs. So I feel like the more weird stuff I eat and do, the more likely I'm equipped to deal with them.
You're the type of person that will just rub your apple right on your sweater and then go ahead and have it?
No.
That kind of thing?
No, that's disgusting.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just giving you ideas.
You don't know
how dirty my sweaters are. Yeah, I think there is something to that. When I was a kid, other than being super sick, like convulsions and unexplained strange stuff.
Oh, just little stuff like that.
Yeah. I would never get sick, and I think it's because I like hung out in a dirty sandbox that my cat also used as a litter box.
You would straight lick doorknobs, probably.
I would straight up put cat shit in my mouth, yo.
They do say people who grew up with pets have better
urine is poison. I mean, but if you grow up with a bunch of cats and their feces is everywhere, you're not going to get sick from some bar lime.
No
and
way.
Yes, as a kid, I was in a lot of bars.
All the better for it.
That's true. I agree with all of this.
A modern-day bar lime would have killed an entire, army in the 1800s.
There's definitely.
A lot of the things I say, I don't think out.
I can't even follow what we're talking about.
I agree. I was watching this thing about tuberculosis recently.
TB?
Yeah, and like how the reason women's skirts got shorter is because they were just sweeping their fucking skirts through the dirt and the spit of tuberculosis world, and then they'd bring it back into their apartments and like give it to their kids and shit.
Oh, wait, what now? What did they, what with their skirt? Like when Marilyn Monroe, when her skirt
flipped
up?
Like 1900s,
sure.
So they had like Victorian long, don't show your calf, you know.
Yeah,
your
be
ankle.
Sure to sit on the built-in spring that is a butt lifter as well as a seat, my lady.
Right, and you're a whore if you show like an ankle bone. Right?
Well, I still think that. Yeah, amen. Amen to that.
But those skirts would get all, like, gross because of dirt and stuff in the streets, and, like, you couldn't spit in the street anymore. There was, like, a law passed in certain states. Anyway, you guys, positive.
Wait. There's nothing negative about any of this. Oh, wait, I think I just drove back right to the scene of that car accident.
Oh, you did?
I just
went
into, like, such a huge circle.
What if someone shot someone because they were angry?
Because they were just like, God damn it,
I don't want to see it. Well, I'd see that before a stabbing.
Let's
it is
here.
To the left here.
Here it is.
Like, we're just checking on them out of
care
for their, yeah.
We're really good people, you guys.
Yeah, I care about that guy.
And I'm an insurance adjuster.
Oh, good. A tow truck came. They have nothing to worry about.
Oh, good. There's life. lights. And
it looks like they exchanged information.
Yeah, wait, someone's pulling out a gun.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God. I hope that's fake. What is that? Firecracker? Why do I feel hot and cold at the same time?
Chris, you got stab shot.
Oh, no.
From far away.
That's double whammy.
This is called foreshadowing. Aaron, are you trying to look for my house? Because I can happily tell you.
No, I just wanted to make sure we got a full hour with you because we were like kind of fudging it up.
This is going to work out perfectly. I replaced the batteries with other dead batteries.
Oh, good.
So I am, we got a little bit of juice here, but
good. This yeah, because then be... we're right up, her Ooh, street perfect. Is right Ooh. Up here.
Look at this puddle.
Yeah. I love it when puddles happen.
That's humongous.
One time it was raining like this, and there are certain, like, maybe it's because it doesn't rain that much in L.A. The drainage isn't always up to speed. And I was on Vine. It doesn't matter what street I was on. Anyway, all these cars up ahead, they were just stopped. And I'm like, oh, my God, everyone's being carjacked. I should go slow and just look at them. And there was no lights reflecting, so I could not see that I was about to drive and did drive into 3 feet of water.
No!
Oh, shit.
So it tore off my bumper.
No!
And then all the water started seeping in. And I just bought this car. Yeah, it was the worst. And I got out, and I was pushing it, and I couldn't push it up the hill that was the end of the puddle. And I was like, I remember I pulled a muscle in my leg. I was pushing so hard. And these guys that I thought were gangbanger guys got out of this lowrider. They were coming the other way and stopped, and there's four dudes. And they looked really tough, and they were very quiet. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is the worst time ever for me to get... mugged. And I was like, hey, fellas, hi. And then they just, one of them took off his shoes, but the other guys just walked in the water. Wow. And they pushed my car out to the curb. And then they were like, do you have any money? And I was like, you each deserve $20, but I don't have any. And
they asked,
like, all right,
for money?
Yeah, for what they did. And, you know, they're like, we're still, you know, could... They were, like, thug dudes. They had, like, face tattoos, and it's not just because they like the Dodgers.
That happened when once my car, like, died in the middle of the intersection. I was, like, this, like, 20-year-old person, so I didn't know how the world worked and, like, what you do at that point.
I still don't know. I still don't know.
Well, apparently what happens is that, like, everyone ignores you, and you're in a busy intersection, and the only person who gets out is this, like, insanely huge tattooed person who looks like he drove trucks until his, like, parole officer did. Like, he was terrifying and, like, single-handedly, like, pushed my car off the street, and I was like, thank you, and I was totally crying, and then he, like... He was so sweet. The only person who helped me. And then he gave me his card, and he was a tattoo artist. And he was like, let me know if you ever want a tattoo.
See, I love that. Yeah, these guys, it was the same thing. They're just like, at the end, they're like, have a good night. And I'm like, and I didn't realize till they were gone that they so saved. This guy's Porsche. It was like a cartoonishly rich couple in a Porsche. They hit it. And that car's ruined. It just sunk. And the next day, it was a graveyard of cars that all had wet computers.
Oh, my God.
And they were totaled. They were cold because they stayed in the water. And these guys pushed me out, pushed me into a spot where I'd... And then Ed Salazar came the next day. And he helped me out.
Man.
Yeah. He's like more of a man than
me. I think the secret to that is that most people are... pieces of shit when they can be, and people surprise you.
Yeah, these guys really, I felt bad for judging them.
That reminds me of that time that the old man who I thought was going to yell at us, remember it happened on the podcast?
Yeah.
There was an old man, and we were like parked, double parked like this, and this old man came up, and I was like, oh, he's going to be all mad at us.
You have to say wrinkles. I remember,
there's a parking spot right up there, and we were both like, what? Yeah. What a beautiful world, I think to myself.
I can go stand in it, so you guys have some time. It'll just take me a minute, because my leg doesn't work.
Now give me $500.
Yeah.
Nice when you're a pessimist, because you get surprised so often.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice things.
That is the silver lining to being negative all the time. All the little surprises of people just being normal and nice.
Who knew? Now I have to go back into my house where my boyfriend and Matt and McCarthy are watching wrestling.
Wrestle time.
This is your house?
No, but I'll go here anyways.
Did you already eat?
No.
Do you want to go eat?
Yeah.
Let's go eat.
Okay, let's eat.
Okay, you want to eat?
Yeah. Where should we eat?
Should we go to the 101? That's where Chris's car is.
That's your fucking place. Yeah, let's do that.
That's my hang. Okay, well then.
Are you driving me? Should I drive?
No. I'll totally drive you home.
Well, before we go eat, because we can't. Okay. No one wants a podcast with eating. Except for Matt Knutson, who is great, and you should listen to it.
But no one wants it.
I smack and I eat. It's the way I eat. I'm talking about the way I'm very...
No one wants anyone to hear.
Even if I'm not eating, banana chunks fly out of my mouth. So we're going to wrap this up, and it was a great time. You're really fun, Georgia.
Thank you. You guys are too. Thanks. Are we shaking
hands? Oh, sure. Okay. I just do that.
Nice
and,
to meet you.
And Karen, good to see you again. And,
thanks. Georgia, do you have any plugs?
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah. Before we wrap. Listen to Slumber Party Podcast with Allie and Georgia.
What network are you guys on, Feral?
On Feral Audio.
Feral Audio.
Tell me about the TV show. Is that still happening?
We're on a show on Sunday nights called Unique Sweets on Cooking Channel.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah, and we have, you know, our online bullshit.
And if you can, watch theirs and all of the Drunk Histories. It's great. Yeah. And also go on iTunes and give our podcast a rating, a positive one. If it's negative, then eat your shorts.
Put Bart your shorts Simpson, off. You little reference. So-and-so.
Hey, if you don't like it, cowbunga, eat your shorts and get off my Butterfinger, man. And you've been listening to Do You Need a Ride? DYN AR!